This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live, and you are free to call in and talk live here on the airwaves. It's Mark with you.
Richie Rich.
And Melanie.
The number is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. And freedom is on the ropes in America right now. Now, maybe that sounds ridiculous to you. Maybe it's like, well, we don't need freedom right now. Or maybe anybody who's talking about this is some conspiracy nut. Or whatever the case may be.
You do not have freedom to spread your germs to your neighbors, no matter what.
Well, I get it, right? Like, you get it. I think that's the most important point that could be made, is that there is an argument here to be had, as far as you can't just... Right? Like, if I have COVID-19, I shouldn't be going to Walmart and licking all the deodorants like one guy did.
You shouldn't be licking all the deodorants anyway.
Agreed. But...
but people are doing it.
Well, right. But they should get in trouble for that. So, if you're going to make that argument, you have to distinguish between things you are allowed to do if you have coronavirus versus things you are not allowed to do when you don't have coronavirus.
And since no one knows who has it or how long they had it or how long the incubation period is, we have to presume that everyone has it, which means everyone has to stay home.
That's the idea, is that everybody has to stay home. And I would
forever.
Say that is right. There's the infringement upon the freedom. And what I'd like to do is, rather than taking the radioactive issue, which is COVID-19 right now, is I'd like to back it off for a second. Let's talk about the flu. Right. So here we have a disease that is long known, and about a quarter is deadly and not as virulent, meaning that you can't pass it on as easily.
So completely different.
Not completely different.
Okay.
No. If you think that the flu and COVID-19 is completely different, you might be a Democrat. Right. Like, I'm not saying you're dumb, but I am saying that you got a horse in this race that I don't have. I'm not rooting for your horse, and I'm not rooting against your horse. I believe both of your horses are old, drunk perverts, in fact. So, I don't care. I will wait until we get a much younger drunk pervert or whatever for a Libertarian candidate, at which point, you know, then we can start talking. But
Kokesh 2020.
Yeah, Kokesh 2020. My boy Kokesh. or Vermin Supreme with Pony Economics, or...
I don't know if he fits that young category.
No, he's not that young. Anyway, on one hand, people going outside with the flu would never have been considered an aggression against your neighbor, even though it is in the ballpark of as deadly as COVID-19. Yeah, COVID-19, there's some differences, there's no doubt. And I'm happy to talk about those differences. If you want to call in and discuss those differences, that's fine, at 855-450-3733. But we can look at an example, and an example is the flu, and the flu is deadly. As a matter of fact, it's far more deadly if you look at it from a historical standpoint than COVID-19, because COVID-19 was made in 2019, created or evolved or whatever the terminology is.
That's like saying rocks are more deadly than guns. That's kind of unfair.
Right. Knives might, pointy pieces of metal might be more deadly than
rocks. Knives. But,
fine.
Yeah, like just because they've been around longer, that's an unfair comparison.
Watch out for people with rocks tied to sticks. They might try to hit you with them.
Sure.
Could happen.
But guns are still more deadly.
They're more effective in killing. This is parsing the language. So,
does the contagiousness, can't think of the term, does that factor into your decision when thinking about the flu? Like, because COVID-19 is substantially more contagious than the average flu, which is what upsets people when they see you out and about.
Well, it has a longer incubation period, which I think is the the biggest difference between that and any other virus?
There's the as far as the deadliness of it being substantially more deadly, I would have to say that I would have to see something. Well, what question are you asking me as far as would I be willing to stay at home? I already stayed at home.
Well, I'm not saying more deadly.
And I stopped shaking people's hands at conventions like a decade ago. I've been doing this social distancing thing long before any of these hand-wringing housewives are out there, shaking their finger at people.
I'm not saying more deadly, more contagious. Yep. Right? It's more easily transmitted,
so it would appear,
than the flu. Apparently. So the current news says.
Yep.
So does that factor in when you're comparing it to the flu, right? And saying like, well, it's four times as deadly, which isn't that much, but the transmittal rate.
Right.
Right. The ability to transmit, if you're going out and about or you're in a group of people, right, you're more likely to transmit COVID-19 than you are the flu.
Well, for one, I would say that, again, we don't know, right? So it could be the things you touch. Don't forget viral load is important here. Nobody wants to talk about it. It's like one itty-bitty virus is floating around in the air and you're trying to kill me. Well, for one, you don't know that it's floating around. And they're saying that, the doctors are saying we found it 13 feet away from, people in the ICU. And, but the viral load's important. If you get just one virus, it's probably not going to get through. You've got to have, whatever X thousands of viruses in order to, see that happen.
I've seen one. It said runners leave an aerosol spray 30 feet behind them as they're running.
Yeah.
Just whoosh. That whole wall of viruses and germs and contamination, 30 feet long, one runner.
Right. And, that doesn't spend any time talking about the sun and its decontamination attributes. People want you to not go to the beach where the salt water is, which is, salt water is recommended for the flu and for colds to shorten duration and intensity.
So go to the beach.
Well, yeah.
Get some sunlight, get some salt water in you.
I'm certainly not recommending going to the docks and French kissing sailors, right? I would say that you have to make your own decisions as far as how safe you want to be in this world. And that includes COVID-19. If you want to be particularly safe, home might be a better place for you. No one's trying to kill you at your house. I do think that it's a great time for us to deepen our community relationships. Find people in our community that need our help. Adopt somebody who's at risk. Leave things at their door that'll help make their life better, whether it's toilet paper or baby wipes or diapers. Melanie, you just said you had a terrible time. You're having a terrible time finding diapers and baby wipes because the geriatrics are running to the store an hour before everybody and buying all the wipes.
Yeah, so Walmart opens for regular people at 7 and old people at 6. And I know, so like, for baby food, I know it for a fact, because they come in those little, like, a lot of products come in little, like, cardboard containers, and they just put the tray out.
The case.
So they'll have that container there, but it'll be empty. They didn't put, the stockers didn't put an empty cardboard container on the shelf.
What are old people doing with baby food?
I don't know.
Eating it. It's soft. They don't
get to their grandchildren?
Flipping it on eBay, I don't know.
If they're smart, yeah.
That could be a possibility, right? And that's one of these problems of rationing and how it's done. Yeah, it's a pain. So, anyway, I would say that on the other hand, if you're talking about, like, your kid goes to school and there's a kid with a deathly peanut allergy, right? It's probably best not to send your kid to school with a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, even though... Yeah, sure, you have the right to feed your kid whatever you want. There's a social thing to it.
Do I need to? Whoa. Do I really need to not send my kid to school with a peanut butter jelly sandwich because some other kid has an allergy?
Yes. If you choose to send your kid to a school and the school decides...
So I have to restrict my kid's diet?
Yes.
Why?
You're sending your kid to that school. Just send him to a different one where you don't have to restrict his diet.
If you're going to use a government agency... I like to either treat them as purely government agencies or they're acting as if they're a private entity. If it's a purely government agency, then you shouldn't be sending kids into it in the first place, and that's kind of the position I would take. If you're going to say it's more like the post office and I'm using it as a private entity, if it was a private school, they could ban peanut butter sandwiches.
Yeah, but if they don't, how is it my my only responsibility is to tell my son or my daughter not to feed the peanut butter sandwich to the kid with the peanut allergy.
So peanut allergies, it can aerosolize and actually kill them if it's bad enough. But nonetheless, your thoughts. 855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Call in. Talk about whatever is on your mind. We're talking about sort of the ideas of...
I think you jumped the gun on that one a little bit.
What did I do?
I didn't hear you. I heard the radio ad while you were doing the intro, and then now I hear your voice.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
You're listening to... You're on a different feed, so oh, okay. I'll... Maybe there's something, some timing issue that's going differently. Let me just plug you into another slot. That'll take care of that problem.
Okay.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live. Before we get to the calls, want to tell you about AnyPay. So, AnyPay is a company that makes it possible for retailers, online retailers, you know, whatever the retailers are. Obviously, there's not a lot of retailing going on bricks and mortar right now, but allows your business, wherever it might be, to accept Bitcoin Cash, Dash, a variety of cryptocurrencies, and now they've made it easy for you to accept to earn passive income with them. So you could be a salesperson for AnyPay, effectively, a recruiter, if you will, and find businesses around your town that are willing to take cryptocurrency, hook them up with AnyPay, and you get a financial incentive. You get a portion of the sales that are made in cryptocurrency. You download the AnyPay Cash Register app, add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. You know how to do it. If you're doing the recruiting, you know how to do it. Then install it at a real-life business and tell them at AnyPayInc.com what you did. And if you need more instruction on how to do this, by all means, go to AnyPayInc.com. I'm just trying to tell you what you can do. How to do it is probably best found at AnyPayInc.com. Let's go to Shannon calling in from New York. Shannon, you're on Free Talk Live. Is it Sharon?
Sharon.
Terribly sorry, Sharon. I don't have my glasses on.
That's okay. I like the name Shannon better.
What's on your mind, Sharon?
Well, you were talking. I kind of jumped in the middle of it, and yeah. You guys were talking about peanut allergies and sending your kid to school with a peanut butter sandwich.
Yes.
Kid has a peanut allergy.
Correct. So my son, when he was in preschool and first couple of years of grade school, would only eat peanut butter and mustard sandwiches, which in itself is an issue, but he's a little bit on the spectrum, so he had to have his peanut butter and mustard sandwich, or it was an issue.
Anybody who's had a kid.
For him.
Anybody who's ever had a kid understands what it's like to try to get kids to eat things, and they feel your pain, I suspect. Right now, I'm still having trouble getting my kid to eat anything besides chicken nuggets, and he's 12.
Correct. So it was a private school, as you guys mentioned, they can do that. They banned peanut butter. And I had an issue with it, so we had this big thing, and I looked like the bad guy, but what I was trying to explain was the parent of the person with peanut allergies needs to be responsible for their child.
Because I agree.
I would have to pick my child up at lunch, have him come in my car, so he could eat lunch, and then I would send him back to that school.
Did you do this very often?
Would have to do it every day if they banned peanut butter.
Right. So the other thing, and the only reason I did that was, at 3 o'clock, school's over. They have Girl Scouts. They have Boy Scouts. They have other activities that are not peanut-free. So when you're telling this parent that has a child that's going to have anaphylaxis that their child's safe because it's peanut-free, they're so wrong. So in order to take care of the child who's peanut-free, you need that to be on the parent. And the parent has to say, we need to make special arrangements for you because we cannot guarantee everybody else can adhere to being peanut-free because they can't.
So were the kids keeping their lunch in like the classroom and cubby holes, or did they have some their lunch like in a locker in the hallway, or how did this work?
The lunches were they kept them in the cubbies in the classroom,
okay.
And then they would take them to lunch, but they didn't want to put the child with the peanut allergy in a separate classroom to have lunch where all of his non peanut butter eating friends could join him because that would be isolating him. And I said, well, instead, I have to take my kid into the car to have lunch, which is isolating him, and you're all giving this other child a false sense of security.
Inconvenience the 29 other kids for the safety of the one.
Because it's politically correct.
Right, and I do see that what we're dealing with here is a school policy as opposed to sort of anything else. But it does seem like there's a lot of solutions.
I felt bad for this mother, but I did try to explain to her, I'm not doing this because I'm not concerned about your child. I'm more concerned about your child. Because you may think this school is peanut-free, but when right. they, at 3 o'clock, let somebody else in because they're paying them to use the space and they're using peanut butter, they're not doing right by you. So instead,
right.
I'm going to put it out there.
What if a kid with a peanut butter snack just wipes it on the underside of the desk? You know, the school doesn't know about it because nothing's that clean.
Right.
And then, you know, they're dealing with it again.
Everybody needs to be more concerned about teaching your child how to deal with issues and be an advocate for your child, be it being around, you know, adults that are scout leaders or coaches or whatever. Don't count on somebody else taking care of your child. You need to be the one that tells your child how to deal with certain situations. It's uncomfortable for you to deal with that, but if you decide to do something for a five-year-old to not make them uncomfortable, you're not doing them a good service. You need to teach a child, as years go on, that issues become bigger and more important. But if you're not teaching your child how to deal with the world around them, they can't live in a bubble forever.
Amen.
Thank you for the call, Sharon. Excellent points. Excellent points. The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. I basically don't order decaf coffee out anymore. And the reason is it's not that there's two reasons. A, people think that it's cool to make fun of decaf, right?
And why drink the coffee if you're not going to get the caffeine?
Right.
Decaf coffee still has a significant amount of caffeine in it.
Sometimes it depends on the brands and their methods and a variety of things. So that's the second point is that you never know exactly how decaf, the particular type of coffee they have, is. Sometimes it's better and worse. Usually the nicer coffee shops, I'm not talking about the chains, I'm talking about the individual, you know, sort of individually owned coffee shops, will often be pretty good. And if you sort of watch them make an Americano that they turn into a decaf coffee or something like that, that's the best bet I got. So anyway, what I would answer the question is of all the sanctimonious people out there that say, why are you doing coffee if you're going to? The answer is, do you like the taste of coffee? Me too. So, you know, ultimately, I like the taste of coffee, but I can't take just too many times that when I go out, I get
this. It's like a non-alcoholic beer, man. What's the point?
Well, I understand.
Which
I like the taste of beer.
Do you like the taste of beer?
I don't.
Okay,
don't
well,
agree.
People like the taste of beer. That's why they sell beer.
Okay.
You know? And
I would dispute many things about that, but let's not.
Well, not everybody likes the taste of beer, and I can see the point of people who say they don't like the taste of beer, but I have drank non-alcoholic beers, and they're great with pizza when I feel like having beer and pizza.
All right. Fair enough.
The number, 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. Mark Edge defending your rights to decaf and
but not
beer.
Defending your rights to take a peanut butter and jelly sandwich to school.
Shove it down their throat. Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Members of Congress say they're close to an agreement to approve extra money to help small businesses hurt by the coronavirus pandemic. Congress created a loan program last month as part of a $2.3 trillion economic relief plan, but it's already run out of money. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin.
The president's number one focus is the health of the American public, and the number two focus is the economy. And I think we have a very good plan to deal with both at this point.
He spoke on CNN. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio says so far, the president has been doing the wrong thing.
President Trump is as simple as this. This is a moment where you could actually help to save your hometown, or you can turn away and you can fail to protect New Yorkers. And right now, you are failing to protect the very people who you grew up around.
This is USA Radio News.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
Richie Rich.
And Melanie.
855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. Intercoin's team spent the last decade helping communities release apps to unite their members and coordinate social activity. Now communities can release currencies to coordinate economic activity. Two, they represent a soft but voluntary power, encouraging people to spend the currency on local goods and services that accept it, or to support the community with small fees when cashing out unused coins. Towns already do this to battle globalism, and festivals can create an extended online community that transacts on their own year-round. Intercoin is attempting to regain some of our freedoms that are threatened on the internet and here in the real world. We think that that the freedom's important here at Free Talk Live, so important that Free Talk Live accepted $40,000 worth of Intercoin's tokens from Intercoin Inc. for advertising. If you think freedom is important too, check out Intercoin at intercoin.org. You can invest in this project and potentially make big gains, or just be involved and perhaps even shape its future. Intercoin.org. This could be very important. It's important. It'd be very important to the world if you decide it's very important to the world. Intercoin.org. It has that kind of potential. Intercoin.org. Let's go to the phones, folks. Graham in Pennsylvania. Graham, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, hi. You saw on Facebook that there was a protest going on somewhere in New Hampshire against the stay-at-home orders.
Yeah, there's been protests going on across the nation, but New Hampshire had one yesterday. I believe, Melanie, you were at it?
Yes.
Okay.
So are there going to be, like, any legal challenges to it?
I don't think that there's really...
Legal challenges to what? The lockdown or the protest?
The lockdown. I mean, like, people filing lawsuits against their governors, against the lockdowns, or against the stay-at-home orders?
Somebody did here, and it never went anywhere.
I believe they lost. Didn't they lose?
I think they lost.
Yeah.
How'd they even get to court? Isn't it closed?
Well, that would be part of the problem.
Anything else, Graham?
Yeah, I mean, basically, I don't know if I should be worried about the coronavirus or not, but the way I look at it, these social distancing and these governor-ordered lockdowns or stay-at-home orders, I think they're just going to end up being an annual new way of life for us.
A teacher spoke at the protest yesterday, and she said that the school board told her that they should prepare to have a lockdown every year.
Can we just move summer break to winter? Call it winter break. That's the 3 month lockdown.
Well, I don't care when public school closes. In fact, I'd prefer it if they close more often. But
permanently.
Yeah, forever would be ideal. But having a lockdown is another thing. To me, that's important because it indicates that they want to have a lockdown every year, which is a problem.
Well, because if it's seasonal like the flu, right? Then you can predict about when it's going to start and about when it's going to wrap its, you know, yearly cycle up.
They want to change from summer vacation to winter vacation. I do not care. But people still need to go to work and leave their house.
Yeah, and I think that school is really sort of a unique case here. Because here you have the most irresponsible of the primates that roam North America, right? And the rest of the world. Children. They're dirty. They stick their fingers in their nose.
They eat it afterwards.
They'll do all kinds of vile things.
Building their immune system with dirt and bugs.
Yeah, they're just gross. And this is the place that they're going to, the virus is really going to spread. If it's going to spread, it's going to spread there. And then, of course, they're not very susceptible to it, so they bring it home to Grandma Killer.
Maybe.
I don't know what the specific are, but that's the danger that we're dealing with here. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this might be the real opportunity to come up with online educational alternatives that really make a difference. There are good online schools out there, and there are good educational choices for your kids, and maybe, just maybe, this is a good idea, and this is a direction we can go. What are the purpose? What it certainly does is point out what school is. School, as I've said here many times, middle-class welfare, babysitting day prison.
And people were admitting that explicitly on the complaints from parents.
Right. That's what they're saying. You know,
it wasn't, I can't believe my kid's not going to get an education. It wasn't, they're going to be behind in math.
No.
It was, where am I supposed to put my kid?
And who's supposed to feed him?
I can't get any work done at home because I have to stay at home and work, and my kids are at home, too. And this is a legitimate complaint. I'm not saying it's not. But it's a change that we're going to have to go through.
What about
anything else, Graham?
No, that's it.
Thank you so much. Appreciate the call.
What about the kids who learn better in the school environment? Like if you're going to teach them and that's their preferred methodology, and all of a sudden you take that away from them, now they are disadvantaged.
Are you admitting that some kids learn better in an online environment then?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, good.
That would be a legitimate argument that I would entertain. But, well, how am I supposed to get free babysitting anymore is not.
Understood.
And that's the argument I'm getting.
I'm saying all options should be on the table because all individuals learn differently, right? And their preferred mechanism, which they're going to educate themselves the best, should be available to them. And if you're going to close down schools and they're forced to then learn in an online environment, which doesn't suit them, that's just as egregious as forcing the people who would learn better online into the classroom setting.
Yeah, and I can't answer what, there's some states, there's 9 states in the union, as I hear reported, that are doing nothing.
Cheers to them.
To change life. Now, likely there are people there that are changing their lives and their patterns, and those
and
people
that's fine. You could,
should be responsible.
That was always
for that.
Allowed. Like yep. The meme. That was always allowed. You could stay in your house. You could order online. You could do any of these things.
But you couldn't wear a mask to the bank, and now you can.
You could go through the drive-thru and ATM.
Yeah. Some banks are not letting you do the mask thing. Okay. Others are. It really depends.
Yeah, I had a customer who said it was fine when the bank that he chose to bank at.
Bad Slave calling from New Hampshire. Bad Slave, what's on your mind?
Well, I want to talk about peanut allergies and the right answer.
What's the right answer?
The right
freedom,
answer.
Baby.
Thank God somebody called in with the right answer.
Unless you agree with Mark, he's going to cut you off, though.
It's ending government schools. I call it
I'll take any excuse for that.
Right. And the reason is not because... the reason is not because we don't believe in school or education. The reason is that any school that needs to be kept alive by, forced funding clearly wasn't the right school in the first place.
Well, that's not even my reason, because I don't spend a whole lot of time protesting, like, the post office, even though it is, in fact, a federal agency. The reason is that they don't actually provide education so much as they provide... just breaking people down and institutionalizing them.
Isn't that what most schools do?
Yep.
You could have a school that doesn't.
I would say that it's that private schools don't do that as much. And I recommend that there not be any more public schools. I recommend that they all go with private schools and self-funding.
I would go so much farther as to say, hey, we already have these buildings out there. We already have teachers in them. We already have staff in them. We have janitors. We have everything. Give them the building. Give them the whole thing. Give them 2 years warning and say, hey, you get two more years of funding.
Them?
What's that?
Who's the them? The schools, the teachers, the
teachers, okay. the janitors. I'm not 100% sure I want to give the administrators the school. I mean, lots of schools... survive for a long time without professional administrators. The teachers just voted on stuff.
So here's the infrastructure, make it profitable, basically?
Well, yeah. I mean, if you're claiming that the service that you provide is so great, and you're like, if you could read this bumper sticker, thank a teacher, right? And then surely you should be able to make a... for profit, or at the very least, private.
That's putting the money ahead of the education of the children, Mark. That's not what they're focused on.
What are we putting the money ahead of right at this point? Because at this point, the kids are not going to school. Are they getting educated?
Hopefully better, if they're doing right at home.
Well, maybe. I don't know.
We'll see. I don't know.
When you're dealing with government schools, you don't know about those numbers. Free Talk Live.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like the wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only
$6. Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about on the airwaves. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. It's Mark with you.
Richie Rich.
And Melanie.
And some callers brought up sort of some of the obvious stuff. So Bad Slave just called in, and he is a bad slave. in fact, said that basically this is... Well, this is our opportunity to take a look. Government schools may very well be completely useless. So, right now, we have MIT offering all of its coursework online for free. And I think they've been
doing that for a decade.
Yeah. And many schools are doing this stuff. And, you know, you have the Khan Academy on YouTube. Basically, you can get instruction on how to do any given thing for free. Well, for the cost of your internet connectivity, online. So, tell me, ladies and gentlemen, if educating a kid is what it's about, then why don't communities hand out cheap laptops and internet connections, which are significantly less costly than giant buildings and, you know, teachers' salaries and all these other things? I mean, why don't we use modern technology to... You know, deal with this stuff. And
do we really want to have education be that non-personal, where it's just kid in front of a screen? Society, the community.
We had personal education going on before.
Well, you sit there and the teacher's up front. You can ask the teacher questions. You can interject.
You know. You can. And what I would say to that is that higher levels of service have higher levels of cost. And now that we have the ability with technology to provide people extraordinarily low cost, because the idea of having a classroom where kids went, where it was just like one class, a school marm, and you know, nobody had shoes, you know, was this is the only way that we can do this. You couldn't send a teacher to everybody's house, but now you can. You can replicate the teacher a million times, and send them to people's class. Now, some kids are going to learn better than others and that kind of thing, but Sesame Street managed to figure out how to teach kids to count and letters and those sorts of things. And, you know, I can tell you as a father of a kid that was homeschooled for quite some time is, well, we can handle up to elementary education at home on the internet without too much trouble. Now, when it comes to middle school students, I'm not 100% sure. I'm not going to claim to be an expert. I'm not an expert on any of this stuff, but I'm not going to claim to be an expert on that. I'm going to say that I might fall back to what, and I believe this is a Maria Montessori quote, was basically, yeah, we should take middle schoolers and send them out to the farms to work, because ultimately they're just like, she didn't feel like they were prepared to learn in that way or whatever. And look, if you're a middle school teacher and you feel differently, you know better or whatever, you want to rebut that statement, I'm happy to hear it, because it doesn't make me terribly comfortable either. The number 855-450-3733.
So you're saying elementary school, educate at home, middle school, start getting on the job, basically on the job training of some sort.
And then maybe high school is training for college if they go off to college or something else. I don't know. But I can tell you, I went to a government high school. I went to a private school from K through 8, but government high school, and I'm not saying anything. Frankly, my experiences were very similar, except the quality and personal interactivity of the instruction changed dramatically. I went from being on the dean's list, which is a good thing, by the way, the dean's list in eighth grade to failing two courses in ninth. That is a function of bad instruction. That's not a bad student.
From the state's perspective, I think it would be difficult to have that great of an environment, the at-home learning for elementary school, the on-the-job stuff, and then like when you're 14 years old going, all right, now you got to sit in a classroom for 6 hours a day and learn the important things.
Well,
right? It might be hard to convince people to do that.
For people who are interested in academics, so if you're going to go be an electrician, then go, you know, take a two-semester or however long it is, or an internship, and then go make bank being an electrician. If you want to be a surgeon, then maybe you have to sit down and study some biology.
Do you know what you want to do at 14 years old, though? Like, realistically, 14-year-old, like,
Germany, and I'm not saying that this is a good idea, but in Germany, they kind of determine what you're going to do at about that time. They're going to figure out what you're adept at. And, you know, look, IQ has something to do with whether or not you're going to be a carpenter or a nuclear physicist. So, no, in fact, you can't do anything you want to do in this life unless you have the privileges that I actually believe exist. And those privileges are beauty, intelligence, and wealth. Like, those are the actual real privileges that exist in this world. And I was a gorgeous child and very, very intelligent.
And if you're at an age where, or at a point, or else of age, where you don't know what you want to do, then that is not the time to spend excessive resources into job training, whether that be college or whether that be anything else.
Well, then what do? If you're not going to pursue academics, right, at high school age, in Mark's scenario, if you're not going to pursue academics and go to high school, right, then what do you do to continue your education to figure that out? It's going to end up being on-the-job training of some kind. Just, what, you know, a week
on
the farm.
12.
Okay.
See, I had this argument.
Still do that job today.
No, I did not do. I do not do retail comic book sales.
Okay.
Let's go to Josh calling in Illinois. Josh, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, Mark, you definitely have a radio face.
Thank you.
I'd like to say that my education system, or ideal education system, would be, if you see in the younger grades, would be more of a babysitting system as we have now. But then as they get into middle school and high school, they just have the common subjects for science, math, language arts, and history. And then they go home, they do their homework, and then they learn online the stuff that they're actually enjoying.
Right, and I would say that a kid, an adult, a person, isn't going to learn anything that they don't want to learn anyway.
Yeah.
If you're just shoving information down their throat. But I'd ask you this, what is the purpose of this elementary school babysitting service that you want to have tax funded?
Well, it's just so they babysit, because like a lot of parents, they can't afford, or not to say they can't afford, but they don't have the time, where the elementary school babysitting service would be kind of like where they're learning a little bit and they're preparing them for middle school, but at the same time they're socializing and they're also.
I'm just going to call that elementary school because I think that's what they're doing anyway.
Yeah.
So some conspiracy theorists out there suggest that the whole purpose of school is to socialize the costs of sending women to work. Now, in my family, yes, my wife decided, she wanted to have a kid, and she was really adamant about it. I'm like, well, you're going to have to do the most of the caregiving here. That's not my goal. And so she agreed to that. But, some households, the guy does more of the caregiving or half of it or any of those circumstances. But ultimately, is that what you're trying to do? Is you're trying to achieve making both parents go out to work?
What I'm trying to achieve is allowing for the parents to have a basic knowledge of education, the science, the math, the language arts, and the history, and pursue the things that they find interesting, such as hobbies and stuff, in the time that they're not at school. And that's why you'd only have like 4 hours a day of school or something limited for those subjects. And
it would have to be really limited for me to get behind it. Because I look at the current system, I go like, they're going to learn what they want to do anyway, right? But they're forced to sit there for 6 hours doing nothing, where those 6 hours could be spent in addition to what they're doing extracurricular, right? Pursuing things that are of interest to them and getting them that much further ahead on a daily basis.
So you look at nations like England or the UK and the European nations, is they have about, 4 hour school days that they jam all this stuff into. And it actually works great. And they have about the same education level as America, and they're more productive, so to speak. So I think we could completely limit it and have 2 hours to 3 hours a day of just your core subjects. And then you'd have like that'd be 7, 8, 9 hours.
Well, how about limited even more? So if the state wants to put together their curriculum of this is basic chemistry, basic physics, basic math, basic history even, and they can put that out and anybody can go get it for free, but then in the rest of your time you can spend learning whatever you want to learn. Because if you're not going to give people a full education, which they're not doing, then why pay for the cost if you think that they even are educating people?
You would pay for the cost because you're getting that personalized education, which is needed.
Josh, I'm going to have to let it go there. Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? You kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
It did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.